from my infancy to adolescence, mm-hmm. and I've been keeping my it is a quite excessive degree
mm-hmm.
in my uniqueness, and then I do not regret anything, because that was keeping my uniqueness was a spring of my individuality.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tremendously, can I say, meaningful step mm-hmm. to philosophize myself. I didn't like adults in my infancy, so mm-hmm. that was a very important step, meaningful step for me to question some matters, especially I've been thinking very carefully about mechanism of human nature,
mm.
human nature. Since childhood, I can tell.
Mm. To create something unique, to create something original, then, and generally, those people need such a character.
Mm, I think so. You need some unforgettable experience, and yes, I think it can be spring of doing something unique, doing something peculiar. So my peculiarity is coming from such experience in my infancy.
Mm-hmm.
Then, now, after I'm not interested in psychology, then in my childhood, I think I was actually interested in psychology a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've been reading a lot about psychology. Then I came to realize that there's nothing there. There's nothing. It's a matter of analysis,
mm-hmm.
and it's a matter of mechanism.
Mm.
I don't find anything profound in the science of psychology.
Mm-hmm.